Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
What do you call cotton growers who pair a trusted BASF knockdown with a long-lasting residual herbicide?
Heads of harvest! Wizards of weed! Cotton conquerors!
And my personal favorite...
Bow bosses!
Dominate weeds and win the cotton season. Pair Liberty or Ingenia with Outlook or Zidua SC herbicides, all from BASF.
Always read and follow label directions.
LivestockMarket.com puts you in control when buying or selling commercial livestock, seed stock, or show stock. The easy-to-use online platform at LivestockMarket.com offers private treaty, online auction, and live auction internet bidding. Animals are sold before they ever leave your place. And with LivestockMarket.com, there's no middleman. Buyers connect directly with livestock and hay producers. There's no easier way to find buyers for cattle, sheep, goats, pigs, and hay. Sell on your terms today with LivestockMarket.com.
Now, today's cattle futures market bounced back and actually gained back most of yesterday's losses. In some cases, we made new highs for this move. For example, the March feeder cattle were up 392 today, closing at 246.67. The high was 247.10. That's a new high, and the highest we've been since the middle part of October. And if you go back and look at the low back in the month of December, that low was around 210. So roughly $36 rally. That's pretty impressive. The April were 345 higher at 251.70. May's up $3 at 256.32. August 272 higher at 270.95. Then live cattle just as ambitious with February up 327 at 183 even. Also new highs, but not the new highs since the month of November, and about $20 off their low. So across the board, these cattle futures extremely strong. Of course, that cattle inventory kind of set the backdrop of less cattle. The next thing is will box beef be able to still stay high, and will we be able to keep the demand up here with higher beef prices? Other competing pork and chicken is substantially cheaper. So, what decisions are made at the grocery store counter will still be determined.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed expectations. To learn more, visit Hillary.com.
The grain futures today were mixed, kind of a low, slower action day for the grains. We had the corn anywhere from steady to about four lower. The March corn was the weakest, down four at 438.75. The bean market was steady to 3.5 cents higher, and then wheats were anywhere from a half lower to about five higher. March, Kansas City up 4.5 at 618.5. July up a penny at 609. The market's just been kind of in a grind here the last couple of months. The rainfall's been good. The new crop prospects look pretty good at this point with pretty good rainfall. Now, there's still dry places, but overall, a large part of the wheat belt is really good shape for producing a wheat crop. Of course, the price is low, and there's this idea that the number of cattle grazing out that wheat is going to go up. Cotton today was 30 to 50 higher, with March up 50 at 87.45. On Thursday of this week, we've got a USDA monthly report, crop production report, and then cotton ginnings. Now, that'll be Thursday at 11 a.m. That's just a regular monthly report. Currently, the Dow's up about 50. The S&P is up 1. Crude oil kind of bouncing back here, up about 60 cents a barrel. Crude oil, had a big tumble about a week ago, and now we're kind of fighting our way back.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.